Now, people have been signing books of condolence at RTE and the offices of Kildare County Council in Naas for the veteran RTE broadcaster Marion Finucane. The 69-year-old, who passed away suddenly at her home in Kildare on Thursday, had been due back on air this morning after having her break for Christmas. And last night, the Late Late Show featured a special tribute to her with contributions from a variety of different people, some of Marion's friends, her colleagues from over the years, and former President of Ireland Mary McAleese also took part in the show, and she joins me on the line now this morning. Mary, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Susan. Good morning.
Mary, we've heard so much about Marion Finucane since the very sad news of her very sudden death broke on Thursday afternoon. A trailblazer is a word that's being used a lot, a pioneering broadcaster. Your paths crossed with Marion back in the late 70s. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, I joined RTE in 1979. Now, Marion already was working there, but that was the year also in which she started working in women's programs. And I do remember that at that time, you know, women's programs were regarded as a tiny corner. Women had had to fight very hard even to get the idea of a program dedicated to women's issues. And it was Marion, of course, who took on that mantle and really drove out that program, because I think, you know, it was RTE's response to pressure to do something about the women's thing. But of course, typical of Marion, she took that program and she completely colonized a new landscape. She pushed it so that I described it last night as, you know, we're talking about her as a Kildare woman too. St. Bridget's cloak.
Yeah.
You remember the story of St. Bridget?
It's a good analogy.
She was to be given a piece of land the size of her cloak, but she ended up that the cloak spread and spread till it was the size of Kildare. And honestly, that's how I see Marion. That's the work that she did. Her work spread and spread and spread until the issues that she addressed were mainstreamed and were no longer stuck in some quaint, quirky little corner. And I do remember when she moved from during the week broadcasting to the weekend programs, having a conversation with her about that. She was worried about it.
Mm.
And because weekend broadcasting was really regarded almost as a dead zone. And I said to her, I absolutely refused to believe that she had anything to worry about. For this reason, I said to her very simply, you know, Marion, you'll colonize it. And she did. She became the weekend broadcasting, and people who didn't bother tuning in really to radio at weekend suddenly were hooked. Why? Because she had no authenticity about her. She had no honesty about her. She was a very, very trustworthy public service broadcaster. She could be funny when it was needed. She could be wickedly serious when it was needed. But she was always so skillfully forensic. I often think that she missed her another vocation. I mean, we know that she started out life as an architect, then a broadcaster. But I used to listen to her because the lawyer in me who had taught people how to cross-examine would say, She never was taught how to cross-examine,
yeah.
But by God, she was some cross-examiner.
Yeah, she was just so herself. She was so authentic, and she was a natural broadcaster, and I think that's something you can't learn to do. You either have that or you don't.
She had it.
Now, Mary, the Ireland that Marion began her career in that you talk about there with Women's Today and those programmes, it was a very different Ireland to the one we have now, and I think there'll be a younger generation who won't really know that or won't have any empathy maybe for what it was like to live in that world. It wasn't just a box-ticking exercise for her to do a women's programme. You're right, RTE were told they needed to do this. She didn't just box-tick and do it. She did it and she really put those women's issues on the national agenda. She did it really with style.
She did it with a crusader's zeal because it absolutely needed to be done. Ireland had to move. Actually, by pure coincidence, last night I caught Reeling in the Years, which was dealing with the year 1968. And there's a cameo in it that it was so telling. It was Cardinal Conway speaking about the then new document on human reproduction that outlawed artificial contraception, Humanae Vitae. And he says in that, just in that short clip, he says, you know, that this is not just kind of a human construct. This is the teaching of the church. In other words, you don't contradict this. This is coming from God. Now, so this was the world, this is 1968. This is the world that we inhabited then. This was the world that Marian took her women's issues into. And it was a time, it was a country where when the church spoke, it wasn't just the tradition, it was the teaching of the church, which was 90% of the people of the country, of course, that you obeyed. These gentlemen in Rome, they made the rules, and which we called the magisterium, and we obeyed. And to even enunciate a flurry of discord was to be seen as utterly subversive and disobedient. So that's the world we inhabited, a world that did not encourage discussion, debate, interrogation. So to take on that program in 1979 and to take those kinds of issues and to do it with the graciousness that she did, because she had a gorgeous voice, a beautiful broadcasting voice that could lull you into believing, you know, that you were being fed dipped, you know, chocolate dipped marshmallows until you,
and
you
know, then bang,
you swallowed, discovered that they were covered in, you know, in something that caught the back of your throat like chili powder. She had that extraordinary capacity to ask the absolutely right question, to probe, to strip down an argument as if she was stripping down an engine, you know, like a mechanic stripping down an engine, until she got to the place where the argument just simply did not hold water. And that's when she went for the jugular.
Yeah,
she was a great woman to go for the jugular and leave you reeling. You know, she did it with such kindliness, because one of her great characteristics, I think, as a public service broadcaster, was her kindness and her respect. Even when she was confronted in studio, you know, with people talking rubbish or trying to spin a line that
even people she completely disagreed with, she did always much
respect
that someone had come into her studio. As she could say, she could look in the whites of their eyes, and you know, she had a lot of respect for the people who took part, I think, in her program.
I think that's exactly right, Susan. That's why people trusted her, liked her, and why the country's reeling from shock at just the tortuous suddenness of her death.
Two things, Mary, that were absolutely, and our thoughts are with them definitely this morning. Things that have been a bit of a revelation for me over the past couple of days. One of them was how young her daughter was when she died. I knew her daughter had passed away, but I have an 8-year-old daughter now, so when I read it now in my late 30s, it just means something else. And a testament it was to her that she was able to carry that sadness with her, which was obviously a burden, and I think probably played a huge part in how she had so much empathy for people. But the fact that she didn't fold up her tent at that point in 1990 and give up, because so many of us would, or at least we think that we would.
She's a woman of great courage.
Absolutely.
She really, in every way. I mean, she had great moral courage, she had great crusading zeal and courage. She had courage really for herself, in the sense that there were things about which she was passionate, and that transcended so much. I'll tell you what, just to go back to her little daughter and how she was able to transcend all that. When I say she was a public service broadcaster par excellence. I don't remember any program ever done by Marian where the program was about Marian. There was never an issue.
She didn't
Marian.
Have an ego or an attitude that sometimes comes
did,
with people with that profile.
It was parked outside the door of the studio. It was parked outside the door of the studio. When I say she was a public service broadcaster par excellence, it literally was about serving the public. And she was passionate about serving that public. She was also passionate about her country. You know, she wanted her country to move on, to take on these issues, to grow, to develop, to think, to change. She was proud of that, very, very proud of what Ireland had accomplished. And then when you think of the work that she took on in Africa, again, she was the most self-referential person. She was very self-deprecating, actually, rather than self-referential. And the work that she did in Africa, for which, you know, she never, ever looked for a mention or for fame or notoriety, for any of these things. She just did it because she could and because she felt it was worth doing. Another example of public service. Yeah. I think she was a public service broadcaster par excellence.
Okay, well, former President of Ireland, Mary McAleese, thanks so much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning. It's a pleasure always to speak to you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And as
thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Just to mention, books of condolences are open at the RT Radio Centre and at the offices of Kildare County Council, where Marion lived in Naas. People can sign those over the course of the weekend. And just to say again, our thoughts and my thoughts this morning are with Marion's husband, John, and her son, Jack, obviously her extended family and her many friends. And of course, her colleagues in RTE. As I said, she was due to come back from her Christmas break today and do her show today. So there's no doubt that it must be a very, very sad place without her this weekend for all of them. So I'm thinking of them. May Marion rest in peace. A text in here I want to bring you from Bridget in Galway. Younger women won't really understand the impact Marion Finucane had. To them, she was just an older woman on the radio. But for me and women of my generation, she was a true inspiration who not only brought a women's voice into the media, but also women's thoughts and ways of doing things. And that is exactly what she did.